listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. Bendigo has just recorded its wettest, coldest spring on record. That's according to data from the Weather Bureau. 239.6 mils of rain fell during October, and spring saw 385 mils fall across the season. The average monthly max temperature failed to exceed any long-term average in the month of spring, and the mercury failed to reach above the 30-degree mark. Nationals candidate for Mildura, Jay Benham, has snapped a pic outside what can presumably be called her new office. Outside Parliament House in Melbourne, she posed alongside party leader Peter Walsh, who posted the image to social media welcoming Ms. Benham and other successful candidates to the Nats party room. Despite yet to claim victory over the seat, Ms. Benham has 51% of votes compared to independent MP Ali Cupper's near 49%. Homes across Lockwood and North Bendigo have been raided as part of an operation to disrupt outlaw motorcycle gangs. Four men were issued with firearm prohibition orders, including one who was allegedly found with a large amount of gunpowder and ammunition. And near the Murray, floodwaters have flushed out the homes of native snakes. Mildura's ICC's Mark Cattell says people need to be aware of the reptiles.
One of the things we're really asking our community to be aware of with all this water around now, it's driving the snakes out. So there's plenty of snakes being sighted around the place, and people just need to be aware of those, keep their animals clear, and if they see them, just stay away from them.
Checking in with some sport, the Pioneers are riding high with four players picked up in this year's AFL draft. Harvey Gallagher was the latest to get on an AFL list, joining the Western Bulldogs along with Noah Long, Jack O'Sullivan and Jason Gilbey, who GWS has put on their rookie list. Danny O'Brien, Bendigo Pioneers coach, says the region continues to produce stars.
Now we've had four drafted this year, one from each of our four regions, so it's incredibly exciting. And obviously all our staff, all our volunteers, obviously all our players, we're just incredibly proud of these guys that have got an opportunity.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.